You know, it's so easy when you get a sponsor for the show and you use their services. And I do. It's Karen Locker's Solutions for E-Commerce. Solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum will get you 10% off right now. I've been using her for, I guess it's been a year and change since I first interviewed her. Hired her pretty much right after the show because I'm like, I need everything you're talking about. I've got problems with stranded inventory. And guess what? I had lots of problems with stranded inventory last year as the restrictions were coming through. Boom, she'd fix it. If there's an issue with the photo, fixed. All that kind of stuff. I get refunds now. They just show up. Hey, you know, we're replying to your cases. Here's your refund. My feedback. I don't have to fix my own feedback anymore. It's automatically done. And I see the notes coming through. I still once in a while get an email from Amazon saying, hey, you have some stranded inventory. I send it to her. And most of the time, it's already been dealt with and fixed. But let me tell you, being a single operator, my wife and I, this just takes so much off our plates. I can't say enough about it. It's Solutions for E-Commerce, the number four, solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum to get 10% off her services. Be sure you tell her I sent you, solutionsforecommerce.com.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 173, Travis Ross. Man, I get so jazzed talking with Travis. I mean, his enthusiasm is infectious. Man, that's tough to say. Enthusiasm is infectious. He really is. I mean, he's just a pumped up guy, just loves life, just a great dad, just a great interview. I previously interviewed him in episode 75, and so his story is there, and it's so worth going to listen to. I say that, I just hope you do, because it gives you context for where he's at now, almost a year later, and it's just so cool to get into with him and to see how much he's grown. And there's a real jewel in this first segment, and it continues in the next, about how he got past stuck. Love it. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. And man, I'm so excited to have my good friend Travis Ross back on. Welcome back, Travis.
Hey, Stephen. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the podcast again.
Travis was episode number 75. We were in the pre-interview talking about it. I mean, it was a long time ago. I can't believe how fast this year has blown by. Can you believe it?
No. I mean, there has been a ton of change. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind. This whole last year is just crazy. And things aren't slowing down, I don't think.
I don't think so either. But your house is a whirlwind. I mean, let's face it, you know, you got to go back and listen to Travis's story. It's in 75. But I'll give you a clue. He's got five kids at home. I mean, he's a busy, busy, busy man. Fair?
That's absolutely fair. Yeah, I would say my wife is more busy. but she's amazing. And yeah, our house is usually pretty loud, pretty chaotic, especially around bedtime.
But that's fun, though, isn't it? I mean, isn't that, you know, they're a perfect age. You are a full-time seller, right?
Yes.
Full-time.
That's correct.
And you were previously a pastor.
Uh-huh.
And so
yeah,
you're still out there, you know, spreading information to the masses because you also have a conference you put on. So, and we'll talk about that. And I remember back in 75 where you were talking about putting it together. It had not happened yet. I think you were just in the throes of trying to get it together. And you know what? You pulled it off. You and Paul Witter. Yeah. I mean, you guys pulled it off. And it's not only pulled it off, it's become kind of a talk. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of attention already this year about it. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I was super happy with the way it all came out. And I mean, the way the conference went off. And I think a lot of people really were impressed with our efforts and putting together something it was our first time doing an event like that.
Yeah, but you knew something. You know, it's funny because we'll talk about Breckenridge. When I was at the Breckenridge mm-hmm. event, you guys clearly knew what you were doing. Or you're great at faking it. Where did you learn that? I mean, was that from the church? I mean, just years of bringing together people, projects and stuff like that? Or herding five kids? Which one was it?
No, I actually was thinking about how, because we were getting, and I'm not trying to like toot my own horn, but I'm just going to say it. We got a lot of positive affirmation for the quality of the conference as far as like, you know, the from the location to the transitions to the stage presence to just all of those little things that make a conference great, at least I think. And I was thinking about why that is. And it really goes back to being a pastor, being in the church. I was always the worship pastor. And so I was responsible for kind of the flow of the service. Mm. And I really think it became second nature to me. You know, I know when to dim the lights and when to bring them up, and you need music in between the thing, and you don't never want to have a dead spot, and just all of those things that to me are just completely, it's like, well, yeah, duh, it's normal, it's natural, but I don't know that other people have that like ingrained in them to the degree that I do. And then Paul just, you know, he knocked it out of the park with like the details and like the fine, the minutia of the little thing. Like, you know, he brought the printer to print out extra badges in case we had people that, you know, last minute registered, and, you know, just those little things that maybe sometimes my big picture brain doesn't really grasp. And so we made a really good team.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've heard nothing but good things. I can't wait. I'll be there this year, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. You have really done a great job with your business. I mean, you should be really proud. I mean, it's a pretty big deal. You had last year, what'd you say, about 15% private label, and the rest was pretty much retail or a little bit of online too.
Yeah. Last year, I mean, when I listen to all of your guests, last year in 2015 was my first full year as a seller, and I didn't sell a whole lot. I didn't really understand what I was doing, to be quite honest. I kind of was figuring it out as I went, having never had my own business. I've been entrepreneurial. I've done businessy things, but I've never, you know, it's never been my full-time gig that I was doing every single day. And I know we're going to talk about, about the time when I came on with you was about the time when things started changing in the way I was running the business.
It clicked for you. I remember
exactly.
That.
Exactly. It really did. It started to click. And I was kind of thinking about what caused that, or what was going, you know, what was going on in my head. And I really have to chalk it up to the relationships that I've made in 2016 in particular. And we actually almost 4X'd what we did in 2015. Now, they're not huge numbers, but they're, when you 4X anything, that's pretty impressive.
It's no question.
When you know, and so for me, 2016 really was a huge success. And I really attribute it to a lot of the relationships, such as Paul, such as yourself, such as Andy Slammons. You know, I mean, I could go on and name drop a bunch of names, but there's a community here that really helps each other. And they definitely helped me. I mean, not if everything from like bolos to accountability. I had a small group of people that I shared, okay, hey, here's the layout of, I work out of my basement, and I have, you know, I don't know how many square feet, but a decent sized basement, and it's all dedicated to me. And I took a video. Here's where I'm at right now. What do you guys think I should do? How should I rearrange my quote warehouse? I went and saw Brittany and Michael Ross and saw their facilities, and I just kind of tried to glean from all of these relationships I had. Completely redid my warehouse. Completely redid the way I processed. And it allowed me to do Q4. I had two employees during Q4 that were able to process just a ton of inventory. We would have never done half of that with the way I was doing it before. And it's all because of the relationships that I made.
And you being mature enough to say, you know, I figured out this much. Now I'm ready to go sharpen and fine tune it. Right. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. And that's hard to admit, because you're a man, you're supposed to know it all. And you're supposed to, you know, I mean, it is right. I mean, it is hard. And, you know, you go look at somebody like Mike and Brittany, who are just pounding out enormous amounts of volume because of the process. They are very process oriented. And that's just a great story. And those relationships, were they hard to form? Because that was a conversation I had. I did an interview last night, and we got talking about relationships, and this person's new to the relationship part of the business. And, you know, my answer is just get out there and be real. How about you?
I would say I would echo that 100%. I mean, it started, I think, for me, you know, with saying, hey, let's do a conference. We're going to do this. And I had some, you know, relationships on Facebook, but I knew that wasn't enough. you know, and so I started going to conferences. I started going to other events. I went to ScanPower down in Orlando and, you know, met a whole bunch of people. You know, I went to Atlanta to do a thing. I went, you know, ASD a couple times last year. And it's really about, it's really just being in the places where you know sellers are going to be. It's as easy as that, because the relationships will happen naturally just because you're sharing a beer with somebody.
Right.
And it really helps, you know.
And you're not trying to impress them. Oh, my sales are bigger than your sales. Not the usual man speak, right? This is, hey, you know, yeah, I've had a challenging year. I've run into this. And then all of a sudden we're going to be like, you know what? So did I. Because you admitted it. It gave me permission to bring my guard down a little bit and to be able to have a real conversation. That's hard as guys. I mean, it is hard as guys.
Yeah, but I think it happens more naturally when you're in a setting like, you know, like a conference, because you're expected to network. That's kind of, so it makes it easier, or an event, or, you know, or a meetup, you know, a local meetup, whatever it is. I remember talking to Steve Sawyer at our conference in the lobby for, I literally stayed up way past my bedtime. I'm hosting a conference and I'm in the lobby with him. Like at 2 a.m.
He could hold me. Like, he could hold me for hours, that guy, because he is so easily smart. I mean, it just blows you. You're like, oh, my God, I just met a Mensa. The guy's a Mensa member for sure. But it's true. He just knows so much. And he's so real and genuine.
Yep. He really helped me with a key part of actually with employees and like how to handle them and like how to kind of rate them. And he was just an immense help to me. And it's all because I was at the right place at the right time. And put myself out there.
Love it. So people hear that advice. How about this? Because I saw somebody post this about ASD. Is ASD worth me going to find my wholesale customers? Am I going to get an ROI on that? I go to a lot of shows, a lot of events, you know, a lot of trade shows too. I do look for wholesalers or private label or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I bought, I guess I did buy something at the last one, but sometimes I don't buy. I find ideas and I find relationships and I take cards and stuff like that. But as you say, I mean, a lot of it is done. I do a deal with someone, you know, or we'll buy it together. I think one of the big deals, it was Andy Leron and I bought. And, you know, I wouldn't have bought it by myself, and we did it together, you know. So to me, that's what happens at those shows too. How's your experience been?
Yeah. I say, like, the first time I went to ASD, I was a little gun shy when it came to walking the floor because I'd never done that before. This last time, I was a little better about that, made a few more purchases. But I mean, the ROI to me comes from the most unlikely places, and it's not necessarily on the floor. You know, it's in the relationships, it's in the after hours parties, it's in the late night, you know, sessions, talking to people and making those relationships. You know, I did do a few group buys like yourself, and there was, you know, financial return on investment. But again, it's being at the places where you know people are going to be that can really help you in ways that you don't know you can be helped or that you need to be helped yet. You just don't.
Wisdom, you know. Well, you think about that deal, right? If you did a deal with somebody, the next time they might bring a deal to you. Right.
Totally.
And it's not that one from that show, but you can connect it backwards. I mean, all these things kind of connect backward over time. I love what you're saying is that was the point your business turned. And, my goal is to help people. And so I hope they hear that and they hear it so sincerely. But you've got to go, and you can't be a wallflower. You got to go and be real. And being real is hard. It is hard because, you know, you don't want to. I want to be the most successful. So it's a little intimidating. You know, you're around, you know, I know these people sales. So for me, I'm like, oh man, there's a $5 million, there's a $7 million, you know, but they're real people. And, you know, if you take that approach and talk to them as real people, it really helps your business. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break, because when we come back, I want to talk about your conference, because you gave me a discount code. I don't make a dime on it, but you gave me a discount code, and I want to get this out there because the conference is coming up and I want to save some people some money. Is that fair?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, be right back. If you're serious about private label and getting into private label and advancing with private label very, very quickly, here's a great opportunity. And there's only 9 slots left. So it's not like, hey, think about it. This is a pull the trigger if you're in and get in fast. It's Amazing Freedom Private Label Retreat in Breckenridge, Colorado, May 19th through the 22nd of 2017. You're responsible for your airfare to get to Denver and your way home. That's what you have to worry about. The rest is taken care of. All transportation, all meals, all housing. Oh, the house? It's a 15,000 square foot home. Yep, 15,000 square foot home. First class meals catered by an executive chef on site. He will make it right there for you. We've got private label 101 to 10001. I mean, it's everything you need. Finding products, bringing products to market. It's one-on-one personal training. It's a handful of people. There's only 9 slots left. Andy Slammons, Nate Slammons, Liron Hirschkorn will be there to help you be successful. This is not cheap, but it is advanced and it's compressed into a couple days. Here's the other great thing. Andy's going to partner with you on a couple products while you're there. So you have an opportunity to get into the private label game with Andy. If you're interested, there's no time to wait because there's only 9 slots left. AmazingFreedom.com/retreat. AmazingFreedom.com/retreat. Did you get the networking clue? There you go. And we're going to talk about networking, this whole thing. So this is going to be a little bit of a pitch fest. Again, remember, I do not personally benefit in any way. I am going to be speaking at the conference we're going to talk about. He gave us $30 off an entry fee. Please take advantage of it. Save the $30. Use it towards plane fare. Use it, you know, towards a hotel room, whatever it is. But, you know, get in early because it will sell out and you're going to be regretting it because it's a power fest. I mean, this is a ton of real powerful sellers and you're going to get to see them face to face, talk about real issues, hang out with them. As he talks about some kind of brew bus, which scares me to death. I'm not sure I'd be on that bus. But, you know, it just sounds like a great opportunity for someone who's thinking about going to a conference. This is in Denver. And so get ready. There is a pitch fest, but again, I don't personally benefit, but I'm all on it because I'm going to be speaking at it. You get to meet me. Let's get back into the podcast. All right. We're back and we're talking with Travis Ross, Mr. Excitement. I'm telling you, I'm so jazzed. I'm so jazzed for how you're doing because we got to hang out in Breckenridge last year and I was so jazzed to see how well you're doing. I mean, it's exciting for me. I mean, it really is. I just love when somebody gets it. And then you watch them blossom and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. So let's talk first, Rocky Mountain Conference. That's the name of the conference. And your website is called what?
It's resellerconference.com.
Resellerconference.com. Pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, and I'm going to have a link on my site and my link gives you, if you use the code, I guess it's a promo code, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So even
there's
if
a little spot at the top. On the site that you can enter a promo code.
Okay, so my promo code, it's secret, everybody. It's called Momentum, and you get $30 off. I don't get a dime from it. I don't benefit. There's no affiliate. It's just, hey, I appreciate it, and I just hopefully people will come to the event. So the conference is in Denver, Colorado.
Yep.
And absolutely. So let's talk about what your vision this year is. Because last year you sold it out. It was very, very successful. I know there was a lot of talk about it. So you knew immediately you were going to do another one. What's your vision this year?
Well, so last year, like I said, we didn't really know what we were getting into. We kind of wanted to just grab as many people that we knew on Facebook and knew, you know, had some knowledge that could potentially help people. And we just wanted to get them all in one room and network, just like we've been talking about. And so the whole conference was basically, it was over 2 days and it was kind of the talking head model where everybody's in the same room for, you know, however many hours. And like I said, it was successful and people really enjoyed it. We had a lot of breaks and a lot of things, you know, times where people could actually get together and talk. We had the brew bus, which was a thing of legend. It was an actual bus that came and picked up people and took people around to different breweries here in Colorado. And that was a lot of fun. So there was a lot of opportunity to network. But I think what we did learn from doing it last year that way was that there was potential to allow people to kind of craft their own conference, if you will. And so that's what our focus is this year. Last year, we had a day of kind of arbitrage day, and then we had a day of private label. This year, we know, I mean, wholesale is all the rage, you know, with all of the brand restrictions and everything coming down with on the arbitrage side of things. So people are really into wholesale. So we wanted to make sure that wholesale was more represented than it was last year. But what we also wanted to do was have workshops where people can and breakout sessions where people can kind of say, okay, well, I don't really necessarily want to learn about private label, but I do want to learn about wholesale or vice versa. Or I'm still really into arbitrage. I want to listen to some guys talk about that. Or I just want to listen to some entrepreneurial ideas or somebody talking about how to optimize their business or how to create processes or things like that, to where each person can kind of customize their own event and go to and make it their own and get the most out of it. That's really the main difference between 2016 and 2017.
I'm really impressed with the speakers that you have. I'm a little intimidated now that I've seen some of them now, because I'm going to be speaking at this event now too. And so it's, you got my great friend, Andy Slammons, Leron Hirschkorn, you've got the Wholesale Boys, Eric and Dan, you got Robin Johnson, big hitters here, right? You got Eddie Levine, who's one of the most, he's one of the quietest, well, he's not quiet. I shouldn't say that, because he's not quiet. If you know him, he's not quiet. But man, he is one of the most solid people, the way he runs his business. It's so, so impressive. Jeff Crowan, amazing speaker. Karen Locker, my Karen Locker. She's my account manager, and she's just amazing.
She's mine too, actually.
She's just done a wonderful job for me. Somebody else asked me that question. Hey, who do you recommend for this? I'm like, Karen. That's it. You know, I'm like, I need a variation. Send it to Karen. And she just does it. And her big thing is she creates eBay listings now, and people don't realize that. And she's really strong. I mean, I just really recommend it. And for $250 a month, if you go through my link, you can't get a better price. Personally, I pay it and I love it. Cynthia Stein, amazing, amazing. And you've got some others, Anna Hill. So this is a power-packed couple days. So the cost, let's talk cost.
Sure. Well, I also wanted to mention, we haven't put on our confirmed speakers yet, but Manny Coates is actually going to be there.
Wow.
And I don't know if you know who Manny Coates is, but he's a pretty big private label guy, did over $1 million in his first 12 months, which is just crazy. I mean, that's amazing. And so he's going to be there. I'm pretty darn excited about our speakers. It's going to be a packed, pretty
location is incredible. To me, that's the beauty. No, it's the beauty is because it's in the middle of the country. And to me, I think that's just such a great place to have it. Because, you know, it's almost everybody goes to Orlando. We're all going to Orlando. But if you're in the Midwest or way up there, that's a long trick, or Vegas. So I think this is a great location for it, and the time of year and the dates. Again, let's just talk about the dates, because I want to make sure that gets out there. So it's Friday, June 2nd and June 3rd. Okay. That's so it's right. A Friday and a Saturday. And there's also a Thursday early bird thing, which we can talk about in a second, but or a pre-event, right?
Yeah. Right.
But it's the 2nd and 3rd of June of 2017. Okay, so let's talk price. So it's $500, $499 if you wait till, how close do you have to wait to get that price? I mean, is it the week of or at the door?
Tax day is the last. That's kind of when it switches over to its regular pricing. So April 15th is until the day, like I think we close the doors, well, whenever we sell out
And you
May
will
31st.
Sell out. So, you know, there's, it's not.
Yeah, we doubled our space.
Yeah, actually, and you're going to sell it again. So the question is when. So it's the super early bird. I love that idea. All right. And that goes till the end. And that's why we had to get this interview in, because I didn't think I'd get it in February. But by the end of February, so February 28th, super early bird price is $289. However, if you use the momentum code, you get $30 off of that. Correct?
That's right.
All right, so you get it for $259. And so that's just about half off the price. So if there's any inkling that you're going to go, buy the ticket. Please buy the ticket. Yeah. I don't benefit in any way again. So just if you want to meet these other people. And this is the way the relationships work. When you could sit, and I tell this story when we were in Orlando at the Scam Power Conference. I told this story last night to someone. It was 2:30 in the morning, almost 3 in the morning, and I'm an old man. These guys kept me awake. And it was Andy Slammons, myself, Brendan Sullivan from Prime Zero Prep, Mark Cirillo from Prime Zero Prep, Chris Green, Crazy Jason, Jason Smith, sitting there having a beer, and I don't know whose room it was, Mark's or whatever, and just sitting there having amazing conversations. You can't get that unless you go to these types of events. And you could ask anything. You can talk about anything. I've got this issue. I've got that. Or, hey, what would you do? Man, you just, you can't get that unless you go to these events. And I just really recommend it. So super early bird pricing ends the 28th of February, and you get $30 off if you use the code Momentum. And so I really recommend it. All that's on the information on the website, resellerconference.com, and I'll have a link to it all. Now, tell me what's going on Thursday. If somebody was really thinking about jumping in, if they had not done Dan and Eric or Andy's courses, this mm-hmm. is probably the great way to get started, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a primer on wholesale and private label by Dan and Eric and Andy and Liron. So it's a whole day. It's 9:30 in the morning till 4 p.m. with, you know, lunch included. Then we're doing a little cocktail mixer with a free drink from 6 to 8, just kind of so you can have a little more time with the guys. It's the whole day, and it's $12.99 for that whole package. And what that includes is obviously the Thursday event, also a ticket to the conference and all of the videos of all of the sessions. So, which is pretty awesome when you consider there's probably going to be 12 different breakouts, and you can only make it to like 4 of those during the conference, and you'll get videos of all of those. So it's kind of a nice little perk.
And that's the stuff you bring back to your team and you bring them up to speed. I mean, it is hard to communicate. So if you can bring that back and then bring your experience and bring your team members in on those conversations, that's valuable, right?
Totally. I agree.
Love it. And let's see. I want to make sure that the hotel's listed here. Is there a better price on the hotel for people?
Yeah. So we're actually having it at the same location we had it last year. It was just a really nice hotel to have an event in. Big, huge lobby. You know, it has a lobby bar and a sports bar right there at the location. And we got the same room block pricing that we got last year, and it's $109 single occupancy. It's $119 if you have someone with you, so it goes up $10 per
That's
person.
Awesome.
But it includes a hot breakfast in the morning in their restaurant there at the hotel. So it's a really great deal. I go to a lot of events, and it's very rare that, you know, for $109 you can get a room at a nice place. It's at a DoubleTree, and then also have that breakfast in the morning.
That's awesome.
It's a good deal.
And or split it with two. It's 120 divided by two, right? So $60. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great, great deal.
Totally.
Love mm-hmm. it. Okay. So I'm pitching the conference because I'm going to speak at the conference. And it's funny, when we were together in Breckenridge, we were talking about, you know, what would you like me to talk about? And you wanted me to talk mm-hmm. about what I have gleaned from my interviews. And so I have not done a lot of that, but I've been working on it. And it really is amazing to me. You know, you'll be 170 something interview, and by the time this comes along up, I'll be darn close to 200. And so mm-hmm. I'm really excited to bring that message, and hopefully some real value, real action steps to the conference. So I'm excited about that. I really appreciate you asking me, and I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see you then. Then I come back around, I guess I'm going to be there with you a couple weeks prior.
That's right. Yeah.
Whoa.
We're going back up to Breckenridge.
We're going back to Breckenridge. And so I have not started promoting it yet. Andy has mentioned it to me. He's like, Steve, you better get started. Andy Slammons is one of my sponsors of the show. Everybody knows that. And so I sponsor his event. He puts on a private retreat in Breckenridge. And so Travis and Paul Witter and myself, well, I was the people host. Well, you guys were the house host, the everything host. You made it happen. And it was incredible. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, what would you say? I don't know what other word
to
say.
Incredible. I mean, from the actual location, I mean, the beauty of Breckenridge and the house was, well, the houses were absolutely
There were
gorgeous.
Two.
We had a private chef that, oh man. And I know you're a hard man to cook for, Stephen.
Well,
and,
I think he
knocked it out of the park.
So this is a true story. So this guy found out I was a vegetarian and made me a personal meal on every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, personal. Mm-hmm. Steve, this is your seat. I got you covered. Now, I committed to do a year as a vegetarian, so I might as well admit it now that my year is up tonight, actually.
Oh,
spent
wow.
12 months as a vegetarian, and I'm going to add fish back to my diet. So now I can eat fish at least. So I won't be quite as complicated to please. But I don't think I was difficult to please. It's just he was very focused on making sure that I was taken care of. But it was amazing. I mean, to have that, it took the pressure off, didn't it?
Oh, it really did. I mean, people were able to really just be with each other and really soak in the information that was being shared. And I mean, the presentation was phenomenal. And I think every person that went would just echo the fact that it was a great event all around.
You got one-on-one because you also participated in the event and taking, you know, advantage of, you know, the learnings. You got one-on-one service from Andy, Leron, and Nate, a little bit from me, but you got it when you needed it. Did you feel that way? I mean, did you feel there when you left there? Were you wanting for something that you didn't get?
Oh, not at all. No, I actually have taken some action steps towards the things that, you know, were suggested to me about my private label ideas and my private label lines that I have. And I'm moving forward with some of that stuff still, even now, even during, I actually have a 20-foot container leaving China in, I think, a week, 2 weeks, something like that. And then some more products that are in the pipeline. And I didn't lack for anything, guys. You guys really brought the heat when it comes to like how the whole process.
From every step from soup to nuts, from the beginning to the end, 100%. You're going to find products while you're there. And if you can't, they're going to help you find products. You will find them. And you take that mystery away because it is a mystery, right? It is kind of hard. When you go in and I don't know how many millions of products are on online or let alone on Amazon, right? And so it's overwhelming. And how to narrow that down, there is a science to it. And if you take a methodical step to that, and that's what they help you with one-on-one. I mean, it was awesome to see them, you know, group discussion. And then it's like, okay, let's pull off into the corner at the groups that broke off and just diving in, and the computers were everywhere. Everybody had a computer and everybody was hooked up, but that's what made it so cool. Now this year, what's even better is the house. We had two houses last year. This year it's one, but it's ungodly. I mean, it's the biggest house I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. Paul and I actually last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that, we went up to Breck and met with them and toured the house. And then we did a half day of skiing afterwards, of course. But But the house, oh my gosh, Stephen, you will not be able to believe how incredible this home is. It's just gorgeous.
How many bedrooms in this thing?
Oh, I couldn't even
begin. I think I heard there were 32 beds or something like that. It was some crazy number.
I think you can actually have up to like 50 people in this home. If you like, I mean, we're not going to have that many, but if you needed to, you could get that many like locations to sleep that weren't on the floor. I mean, it's just absolutely just a gorgeous home. They have a huge conference room that we're all going to easily be able to fit into with projectors already ready. They have an entire area that's just for food. Like, I mean, a whole area, like it's basically like a, two huge long tables. I think they each fit like 12 people, and they're right there next to the kitchen. And it's a beautiful chef's kitchen. So, I mean, it's really, really, really amazing home, and everyone can fit in the same place. We're just going to be right there all together the entire weekend. It's going to be great.
And you know, what was cool too, was the downtime, you know, what this place has, a basketball court, I think, in the house. It has a squash courts in the house, Roman tub. And so the ability to get, you know, when we sat around, you know, I was thinking about this. We, at one of the houses, we were sitting around at night outside in the fire, because it was a little chilly, but they had the heaters. And so we were able to sit around and just have discussions again, one-on-one, two-on-one, three-on-one, and just be able to really talk about your life as a reseller, your life as a entrepreneur, your family challenges, all the things, you know, hey, is your family into this? Is it not? Those kind of relationships again. And I don't know about you, but I've been in contact with a ton of people from the event. And so the relationship is so strong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I've been speaking with several of them. A lot of them were talking about they're going to come to Denver, you know, just to continue that relationship. Yeah.
That's awesome. Totally. Okay. So I will have a link by the time this episode comes out. I will have a link on my website. I promise Andy, I'll have to tell him that I've got to get it up for it, because it's going to sell out fast. He only had, I don't know how many he's going to do at this time. I know it's a limited number, and I already know several people that have signed up. I already know. And I was like, wow, I didn't even realize he put that out there yet, but it is out there. And so to find out more, come to this episode on my website, ecommercemomentum.com, and there'll be a link that'll take you through to Andy's sign up. It's going to be a great event. I know Nate, Leron, Andy, and myself will be there. Paul and Travis, people might not have met Paul. He's coming up pretty soon in my interviews. Amazing guy, great story, and just amazing hosts. So that's awesome. All right, Travis, let's bring it back. We really, you know, we're talking about relationships. I think if there's a theme in this whole episode, it's been relationships. I mean, your success, you attribute to relationships.
Yeah, totally.
Getting through barriers, relationships. I don't know what else to say to bring people who are stuck. I think you need to come to the Rocky Mountain Conference. You need to think about if you're real serious. And I mean, don't get me wrong, this Breckenridge thing's expensive, but it's an investment. If you're serious about that, this is a place you can go and you can jump your business forward. There are other conferences. You really just have to get out there and develop these relationships. Why don't you close it out with that?
Yeah, I think you've said it all. I've certainly said a ton about, I feel like I'm just selling. And I don't want to seem like that.
But it's $259. I mean, you know what I mean? Just saying, if you can't, this is an investment in your business. It's you're not selling hard. It's $259. If you're not spending that on the renting of the room, the lighting, the video, and that, come on. I know you are. So, you know, I think people are smart enough to realize that's not a money-making event.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm so passionate about the people side of what we do that I can get really excited about conferences and about events. And I think I'm in the next 2 months, I'm going to be traveling 3 times to 3 different events, you know, and then we have ours, and then we have the Breckenridge thing. I mean, I went to China last year with a seller that I met at our conference last year. I mean, I could go on and on and tell you about how much the relationships that I've made through these events have benefited me in my business. And even as a person, I've become a better person. You know, I've had better relationships and better or more experiences than before. I mean, it's just I really could go on and on.
And yet you're an independent businessman. Now think about that. What you just described is you've been able to have more relationships, more experiences, and yet you are a solo operator, maybe a couple employees now and then. That's what's so cool. If you design a lifestyle business, and man, I just hope people hear that and hear the message right there. That's when people ask me, how do you get unstuck? You just heard it. Travis explain how he got unstuck. And I just think it's such a great story, man. If somebody has a question, they can reach out to you. I'll put your Facebook link, but they can also, is there a place on Rocky, the reseller conference where there's questions?
Well, you could just email me Travis@resellerconference.com or like you said, on Facebook. We do have a Facebook group and it's not just for attendees. Anybody can be a part of it. And we do all of our updates there and all of that. And it just search Rocky Mountain Reseller Conference in Facebook. And I'm sure the group will show up.
Reseller Conference. Okay. And that's in Facebook. I'll put a link to that. I'll put a link to all. I'll put a link to your email. Man, I appreciate it. Remember, use the code MOMENTUM. I don't benefit in any way, but you get $30 off, and I would love to see you save the $30 so you can buy me a beer when we're out there. There you go.
Or two.
No, I'm an old man. One's enough. I appreciate it, man. I wish you nothing but success. I can't wait to see you, and man, I'm just so excited for you. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steven.
Take care. Are you looking for inventory this time of year?
I have just the answer. It's called The List. Yep, that's it. The List. It's a premium sourcing service brought to you by Andy Slammons, where you get quality, actionable inventory from real sellers. These are million-dollar-plus sellers who bring you the finds in real time. Oh, and by the way, they're buying them themselves. Bring your business to the next level with The List. There are a few openings, but it's capped at 100, and they're so close, but you still can get in if you sign up now at thelistishere.com. Thelistishere.com. Oh, and make sure you tell Andy I sent you.
So that was the pitch fest, and I apologize for it. But again, I don't personally benefit. I really hope you heard, though, that networking is the way to move your business forward. I mean, if there's one most powerful tools, you could start a business on your own. You could figure it out on your own. But let me tell you, it's not as much fun. This is a lifestyle that you're trying to create. This is not a job. And so figure out that there's more to life in that business and really get into it. So I hope to see you. Come and see me in Breckenridge. There'll be a link here for it. If you're real serious about private label, if you're really serious about finding products and getting them all the way through, this could be the conference for you. It's an incredible, incredible facility. It's everything is taken care of. You have no worries. And then again, at the Rocky Mountain Conference, Reseller Conference in June, first week of June, come and see me and make sure you introduce yourself. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.